So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Shar HaMazik B'Shus HaNizik Keitzad. Regarding a Shar Tam that caused damage in the Nizik's domain, for example, Nogach, the Shar gored with his Karen, its horns, or Nogaf, it shoved with its body, or Noshach, it bit with its teeth, or Ravatz, it laid down on something, or Boat, it kicked with its feet. These are all Terlodid the Karen. It depends. B'Shus HaRabim Misham Chatzin Nezik. If this occurred in a public area, it pays only Chatzin Nezik. B'Shus HaNizik, if this occurred in the Nizik's property, Reb Tarfon holds he pays Nezik Shalom, while the Chacham holds he pays only Chatzin Nezik. The Chacham's reasoning is simply because the Pasuk states that for Karen of a Tam, one pays only Chatzin Nezik, and the Pasuk does not differentiate between Reb Shus HaRabim and Reb Shus HaNizik. While Reb Tarfon holds, Reb Shus HaNizik Nezik Shalom, as the Mishnah explains, Reb Tarfon derives this through a Kal Vachomer from Karen Reb Shus HaRabim. If Shein V'Regel is killed, lenient, in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim where it's Pater, and Chomer, stringent in Rosh Hashanah Nizik where it's Chayim Nezik Shalom, Mokum Shehichmer Ala Keren Rosh Hashanah Rabbim L'Sham Chatzin Nezik, Ein Adin Shenachmer Lov Rosh Hashanah Nizik L'Sham Nezik Shalom, it follows that Keren, which is Chomer Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where even for a Tam, one pays at least Chatzin Nezik, should certainly be Mochamer in Rosh Hashanah Nizik that one should pay Nezik Shalom. The Chacham, however, responded that this Kal Vachomer cannot teach Nezik Shalom for Keren Rosh Hashanah Nizik, because Daya Lova Min HaDin Liz Kanidin. The derivative of the Kal Vachomer, in this case, Keren Rosh Hashanah Nizik, cannot be Mochamer than the source of the Kal Vachomer, in this case, Keren Rosh Hashanah Rab. Therefore, Ma Rosh Hashanah Rab Chatzin Nezik, A Rosh Hashanah Nizik Chatzin Nezik. Just as for Keren Rosh Hashanah Rab, one pays only Chatzin Nezik, so too for Keren Rosh Hashanah Nizik, one pays only Chatzin Nezik. Reb Tarfon responded, Afani lo yodin Keren mi Keren, ani yodin Keren mi Regel. The Kal Vachomer for Keren Rosh Hashanah Nizik is not from Keren Rosh Hashanah Rabim, but from Regel Rosh Hashanah Nizik as follows. Uma b'mokam shahokal ala shein v'ala Regel Rosh Hashanah Rabim, hichmer b'keren. If Rosh Hashanah Rabim is killed regarding shein v'regel, and that is Pater, while it is chamer regarding Keren, and that it pays Chatzin Nezik, Mokum Shehichmer Ala Shein Bal Regel, Rosh Hashanah Nizik, Ein Adin Shenachmer B'Keren? It follows that Rosh Hashanah Nizik, which is Chomer regarding Shein Bal Regel, in that one pays Nezik Shalom, should certainly be Chomer regarding Keren to pay Nezik Shalom. However, the Chacham responded that here too, Daya Lev Min Adin Li Is Kenidin. Because Keren B'Shus HaRabim is partially the source for the Kal Vachomer, and the derivative Keren B'Shus HaYachid cannot be Mochomer. Therefore, Ma B'Shus HaRabim Chatzin Nezik, Av B'Shus HaNizik Chatzin Nezik. The Gemara asks, Reb Tarfon lesli daye, v'daye deraisehu. How could Reb Tarfon not subscribe to the pirch of daye? After all, there's a Torah source for it. The pasuk regarding the quarantining of Miriam states, v'yemeshem al Moshe, v'aviyah yarek yarek b'faneha halaiti kol m'sheves yamim. The pasuk's intent is for a Kal Vachomer as follows. If a father showed displeasure to his daughter, the impression would last 7 days. Our boss or yayim. Certainly, if Hashem shows displeasure, the impression ought to be doubled to last 14 days. If so, why was Miriam quarantined for only 7 days? It must be because Daya Lov Min Adin Li Is Kenidin, the derivative, the Shechina, cannot be Mohammed than the source of Via. The Gemara answers, of course, Reb Tarfon agrees with the concept of Daya. However, Heicha de Mifrich Kal Vachomer Les Le Daya. Reb Tarfon does not apply Daya in cases where it completely negates the Kal Vachomer, as in our Mishnah. Where Chatzin Nezik Siv, even without the Kal Vachomer, all Karen pays Chatzin Nezik, as clearly stated in the Pasuk. V'asa Kal Vachomer v'aisi Chatzin Nezik achrina, v'nasa Nezik Shalom. And the Kal Vachomer adds that for Karen b'Shus HaNizik, he pays Nezik Shalom. However, I derashta dayoi ifrach li Kal Vachomer, if we are to apply daya that for Karen b'Shus HaNizik, he pays only Chatzin Nezik, the Kal Vachomer is completely unnecessary, because the Pasuk already taught Chatzin Nezik. However, Heicha Delekem Deloy Mifrach Kal Vachomer Is Lei Daya. Reb Tarfon does apply Daya where it does not completely negate the Kal Vachomer, as in the Pasuk of Miriam, where Shiva Deshchina like Sivi, without the Kal Vachomer, there's no source for even seven days. Asa Kal Vachomer, I see our Besar. Therefore, the Kal Vachomer initially teaches that for the Shechina she should be quarantined 14 days. And also Daya Apik Shiva V'Uki Shiva. And Daya minimized the Kal Vachomer to only 7 days. However, the Chacham hold, Heicha de Mifrach Kal Vachomer Is Lei Daya. The Chacham do apply Daya, even in cases where it completely negates the Kal Vachomer. Because in the Pasuk of Miriam, the Daya does negate the Kal Vachomer, since the first 7 days is already taught in the Pasuk, Vatisaga Miriam Mechutz L'Machna Shevis Yamim. While Reb Tarfon holds, that this pasuk is needed to teach that filah ba'alma dershin and daya. That regarding all of the kal v'chaymers, we also say daya if it does not completely negate the kal v'chaymer. The Gemara attempts to bring several proofs of a tana that holds ba'ava gavdule mifrach kal v'chaymer loy dersh daya. We do not apply daya whatsoever, even where it does not completely negate the kal v'chaymer. And we will review one of them. The Brisa states mapetz b'meis b'nayin. A mat made out of reeds becomes tummy through oil ames by being under the same roof as a mess through a kavochimer. Small jugs made of cheres, earthenware, are kill in that they do not become tummy through zav, yet they do become tummy through oil ames. Mapetz shematame bezav ain't a din shitame b'mes, and a mapetz that is chamer and that it does become tummy zav certainly becomes tummy in oil ames. And through this kal v'chaymer, it becomes tummy for 7 days, as oil ames does, and not only for 1 day. The Gemara asks, why don't we say daya? And that ahani kal v'chaymer l'tumas erev, v'ahani daya l'afuki tumas shiva. The derivative tumas mes cannot be more chamer than the source tumas zav. Therefore, although the kal v'chaymer teaches that mapetz becomes tummy meis for 7 days, daya minimizes it to only 1 day, like tumas zav. It must be because we do not apply daya at all, even where it does not completely negate the kal v'chaymer. Abaye explains that this is not a proof. The Braisa does not refer to mapetz b'mes, but rather to mapetz b'sheretz. And the Braisa must be reworded. Mapetz b'sheretz minayin. A mapetz becomes tummy through a sheretz because of this kal v'chaymer. Umapachin ketan v'shetahar mizav t'meim b'sheretz. Mapetz t'meya shetami b'zav. And here we do not say daya, because both the derivative sheretz and the source zav are tummy for only 1 day. And regarding mapetz b'mes, the Gemara concludes that the source for tumas shiva is through egzer shava from sheretz. As part of this discussion, the Gemara discusses the following halachas of egzer shava, which is one of the shleishes and midrash ha'tayin yudeshes behen. We can derive halachas from one din to another through finding the same or similar word in both places. However, it depends. If it's mufn mishneit stadin, lemeidin ve'emeshivin, if the words are superfluous on both sides, the halacha can be derived and not refuted. If it's mufn mitzat echad, if it's superfluous only on one side, there's a machlekes whether lemeidin ve'emeshivin or lemeidin umeshivin. The halacha can be derived, but it can also be refuted by a logical distinction. And where it's einay mufna, it's not superfluous on any side, all agree that lemeidin umeshivin.